Welcome. This is Enrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Palladium Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. I'd like to start by focusing on some of the recent planetary events that have been occurring on our planet, starting with the Grand Crash full moon lunar eclipse that occurred on June the 26th. So I'm going to take you through this in the form of an invocation related to this, so you may truly feel these energies, and then I will explain a little bit further about how this is affecting us all. So just get yourself comfortably relaxed now as I take you through this beautiful invocation. As we lifted ourselves into the heavenly realms, through the overlighting of the sun and the full moon lunar eclipse, and in particular through the celestial astrological grand cross configuration and the alignment of the planets around the earth, we receive the downloading and amplification of the new codes of light for this golden age. Through the energy of the sun and the sun behind the sun, our Mother, Father, God, for this cosmic day, and a divine dispensation was granted through the celestial event on June the 26th. As polarities are merged in unity consciousness, a cosmic orgasm of oneness was to be experienced. And in this moment, we were lifted into love wisdom and the experience of the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. We experience this new dispensation of light created through that which was previously unmanifest, a new healing chamber of light within the solar core, overlighted by Helios and Vesta, our solar logi. To experience this healing chamber of light through this matrix of light, we need simply to lift ourselves through the frequency of love into this new healing chamber of light, letting go of any remnants of negative egos that need to be cleared, as well as old false beliefs and judgments, to allow for the experience of light and the encodings of this new blueprint to the DNA and the original divine HR blueprint. And through this, to activate the ascension codes for 2012 for all life on this earth plane. Invocation through the Grand Cross full moon lunar eclipse. I call upon the company of heaven and nature intelligence, light workers, star seeded ones, and all those assisting in the Earth's ascension, to assist in creating the solar bridge of light into the heart of the sun, into this new healing chamber of light. I call upon Helios and Vesta, through the alignment of the celestial planets of light, and through the sun and moon, and the sun behind the sun, to assist in lifting me in consciousness into the solar core through the energy of love, so I may experience unification with all life within the solar system, so I may be guided by the wisdom and love of my higher life. I now call forth to Helios and Vesta, through the cosmic orgasm of oneness and birthing of this new frequency of life, to take me to the ascension seat in the solar core, and specifically into the new healing chamber of life, so I may let go of any remnants of negative ego I may still have, so I may download these new key codes of light, so I may activate the dormant DNA, so I may truly experience service in love. I am a vast, multidimensional being of light, in service to this earth and solar system, bringing through the new encodings of light for 2012, through this healing chamber of light and the cosmic ray of solar service. I bring through this healing matrix of light and a copper gold flame of light into the unity grid of light within and around this earth plane. As I manifest all that I need through love, I allow this manifestation for others. I am wisdom. I am love. I am all that I am. Wonderful. Good. So this granite crust formation, planetary, astrological formation, actually allowed us to experience the essence of what we call solar Christ consciousness, or taking us into the realms of the higher dimensions and experiencing the energy of 2012, 2013, what we are going to be experiencing as we make the shift more permanently into this wonderful golden age that we are experiencing actually at this now moment. So we're tangibly able to experience an acceleration of our own shiftings into the true nature of who we are as these master beings. And through this, a deeper sense of the collective, a deeper sense of tuning in and experiencing the energy of other light workers, of other star-seeded ones, of the beings of light from on high that are assisting us at this moment in time, making this cosmic step or bridge into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. Now, before I move further into an understanding of this and also an understanding of the rays and the cosmic rays that we've been talking about through this invocation and this incredible celestial activity of light, I'd like to actually bring a focus to South Africa, where I currently am. So as many of you know, at this time there's a collective world focus on South Africa through hosting the Soccer World Cup. And as all eyes focus on South Africa, there's a wonderful parallel here where we focus it on another World Cup. And this is the ascension process, the cup final into which we are all moving. As the hearts of nations are brought into alignment through the focus of the Soccer World Cup, so the grand cross configuration on the full moon lunar eclipse of June the 26th brought this alignment into being for us to merge through the energy of the sun into this essence of love wisdom. And further to this, brought through these new ascension codes, the 2012, available in this now for planetary Christ consciousness, or one unity consciousness. Now, what is interesting about the Soccer World Cup is that it started on June the 11th and actually ends on July the 11th through the energy of the new moon solar eclipse. The number 11 is representative of that of planetary Christ consciousness and actually takes us into self-mastery or self-enlightenment and brings us together as this rainbow nation. And South Africa itself has been called a rainbow nation in recent years. Prior to this, polarity was experienced primarily through the apartheid years of this white versus black identity. And in this term, in this now moment, it is a country that embraces many cultures and nations, and more than this, a sense of unity, certainly from the majority of the people, as we move out of the separateness into oneness. And when we focus in through the Grand Cross, what this has allowed us is access to the energy of the cosmic rays, starting with the first cosmic ray, that of solar service, and through the energy of the sun and solar core, overlighted by Helios and Vesta, our solar logi. And further to this, has allowed us access to what we are calling this new healing chamber of light within the heart of the sun. And it is this new healing chamber of light that is accessed through the ascension seat and this cosmic ray within the solar core that is bringing through this amplification of these downloads of these codes of light for all life to be experienced on this earth plane. And it moves through the solar system into all the planets within the solar system, the sacred and the non-sacred planets of light, through this beautiful copper gold ray, which represents this first cosmic ray, or what we also call the 13th ray of solar service. And when it moves into this earth plane, it goes within this beautiful unity grid of light that exists around this earth plane, this Christ consciousness grid of light, into all the ley lines, into all the vortices, sacred sites, and further than this, the amplification of this ray is brought through the Shambhala and the appropriate ray departments. So we're actually starting then to build the ascension seats, or ashrams rather, on this etheric level for these cosmic rays. And these cosmic rays are an amplification of the energy of all 12 rays with a focus on one or more of these rays. And this first cosmic ray is an amplification of the energy of love, wisdom, and the energy which we're moving into through this golden age. Now, the first gift given us through this healing chamber of light and divine dispensation is that of the transmutation of old false beliefs and judgments. And in letting go of these remnants of all negative ego patterns, transformation through manifestation occurs. And again, as we focus through the energy of the Soccer World Cup, we see how this oscillation of emotions is expressed. How the energy of sport can unite us as one people and one nation, and yet how oscillation of the emotional body is also experienced in great highs and lows as one team is perceived to win and one team is perceived to lose. Now, the analogy here is that between now and July the 11th, which is coming up very shortly, in fact, this Sunday, we may experience our own oscillations of the emotional body. We may experience our own transmutation as we download and activate these key codes of light for the ascension of this earth plane and for our own personal ascension process into this new golden age. And I think primarily for many people, they will either come into this sense of stillness following these oscillations of the emotional body, and primarily the main emotion that would be coming up is one of anger or one of fear. Those are deep-rooted emotions that are needing to be cleared collectively. Now, in this Ascension World Cup, though, we will all be victorious. So it is suggested that you take time to energetically connect through the heart of the sun and into this new healing chamber of light, through this ascension seat and this cosmic ray of solar service. For in letting go of your own cellular memories that have been genetically inherited or created through past life parallel realities, or blockages experienced in this lifetime that have been holding you back in any limited way is now being released and rapidly transmuted. Initially, this may seem very confusing, and certainly when we look at the world as a whole and see the many oscillations not only of the emotional body, but certainly the lower frequencies of many of the rays, and of course the limited three-dimensional realities being played out along this plane of illusion within this limited three-dimensional reality, we certainly can experience a sense of not being sure if we're moving into this ascension process or if we truly are going to experience this bridge of light into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God and this experience of God wisdom. But underlying this, there is a sense of knowing for many, many people and light workers in particular, and this grid is growing stronger through the energy of light and this matrix of light that is being amplified through the energy of these many, many planetary activities of light and the physical vessels of light on this earth plane. That is us, these sacred master beings, and it is to reclaim our heritage, our divine heritage, in the recognition of being these ambassadors of light, of being of service to this earth plane and solar system, of being of service to the divine. And no matter what is happening in any given moment in your life, regardless of the polarities or the dualities being experienced, or the learning lessons, if you tune in to yourself and find that stillness within your heart, you will truly know that you are the sacred master being of life, having chosen to be of service to this earth king. There are many, many moments to be experienced. And if in this moment you are experiencing the releasing or transmutation of your own polarities, or what it is that you have been working with, carrying through from parallel realities or past lives, simply breathe through this beautiful copper-gold flame of light. And hold the focus on the energy of the heart as you affirm to yourself your own worth as a sacred being. Recognizing that you are love and wisdom in embodiment. Hold on to this focus and further to this, allow yourself to connect into the energy of this unity grid of light within and around this earth plane. For this grid of light holds the highest potential of all life on this earth plane. And in accessing this unity grid of light, this planetary Christ consciousness grid of light, not only are you experiencing the downloads of key codes through this grid, but through your own codes of light, allowing this experience for others. When you make a connection into this unity grid of light, you truly experience, sense and feel the overlighting of the company of heaven and the beings of light that embrace us and that assist us as these creators of life. Hold a focus for a moment now. Find yourself within this grid of life. Experience and sense the energy of other light workers, star-seeded ones, and beams of light along this grid. Now bring in this beautiful copper-gold flame of light, representing this cosmic ray of solar service. surround this earth plane. Allow these amplified frequencies of love wisdom to be available for all life on this earth plane within the cosmic law of free will. The energy of this ray further brings through the key quality of manifestation, and a beautiful energy with which to work with, to bring into manifestation your own understanding of unity consciousness, joining with the collective in bringing about a deeper level of service and joy and unconditional love. We let you know too that the energy of this first cosmic ray further allows for the unfoldings of relationships with love, particularly that of soulmates and twin flames. As you lift yourself energetically into the higher vibrations of life, you are able to more easily magnetize and manifest and bring your creations of light into manifestation with ease and harmony and grace. And further to this, draw upon the support of not only the company of heaven and these beings of light from on high, but further to that, draw upon the energy of your soul family and your star heritage to bring through the energy of support and, if you so desire, the energy of love particular. What is important is to experience a sense of your own empowerment as well as this energy of love wisdom. There are many star-seeded ones and light workers still struggling to find that sense of balance, feeling disempowered or not finding their voice or being able to express their truth. Understand that your power base comes from your connection to your higher self of the light, which intuitively guides you, as well as to the energy of the star beings that overlight you. If you are unsure of the star heritage, just connect energetically into the energy of the cosmos, for this star group will overlight you and you will experience and sense this connection. When you draw this power from your star heritage, you recognize that you are a light worker or star-seeded one, an ambassador of light, one caretaker to this earth plane. Ground yourself into the energy of this earth. Bring a call from the sacral center into the energy of the earth if you are female, from the base chakra if you are male, and allow this call to be wrapped around a big iron crystal representing the heartbeat of Mother Earth. You are one of 12 soul rays, connected to the energy of your higher self of the light, this divine being of light that guides you intuitively in your everyday life. If you are unable to trust and surrender to the divine, you will find that this connection needs to be amplified in order to experience a deeper sense of your own power. For in not being able to trust and surrender to the divine, you step out of the flow of moving with grace and ease through the intuitive energy of your higher self of the light. And further to this, move into survival and not living. So in this moment, take this time to connect to the energy of your higher self of the light. Feel the amplification of this energy of light, of this precious being of light, as you now merge in unity consciousness. And now, as we mentioned, there are 12 soul rays that make up the energy of your higher self of your life. Of these soul rays, 5 or 6 are in incarnate form on this earth plane. These are soulmates. And these are soulmates whose contracts with you are formed solely on love. The experience of soulmates in which you have chosen heartache or pain to experience a deeper level of your own sense of love and self-mastery through these perceived challenges are no longer necessary in the energy of this time. And these old soul contracts are coming to an end. Furthermore, this is not part of the core group of your soul family of love, but comes under the monadic bridge of your Christed over self of the light, in which the energy of 12 higher souls of the light collectively form your mighty I Am presence through the energy of 144 soul rays. All these soul rays, you have chosen different lifetimes and experiences in order to be accelerated into this energy of unity consciousness and amplification of love wisdom. But this moment is upon you now. And calling upon the energy of the soulmate within your own soul group can bring about a level of support and love that is still needed for many lightworkers. Whether simply as friends or family of the light, or the experience of partnerships and relationships of love particular. Allow yourself to be open to receiving the support and love. You now merge with these 12 soul rays within a time. Just experience this telepathic communication and this vibration and energy of love. Share your thoughts, your feelings, your memories. Be embraced in the light of who you are, sweet one. For what you are is this precious master being, the sacred being of life. This beautiful, radiating, precious master being who has chosen many challenges to bring yourself to this point in time. Now is the time for you to bring in all the abundance on all levels of your life angelic experiences and the amplification of the highest light possible at this moment, which is the energy of the new ascension key codes of light. There are times when we feel possibly alienated or alone in your service work. So make this connection to the soul group of the light through the energy of your higher soul of the light. And make this connection too into your star family of the light. So we bring your focus for a moment into the energy of the cosmos and into these dimensional realms of light. Call upon the overlighting of your own star family of the light now, whether it be the Pleiadians, the Pleiadian industries of the light, the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light, the Andromedan Intergalactic Beings of the Light, the Arcturian, Lyrian, just hold this focus as you feel a resonance with a particular star group of the light. And allow these beings of light to come forward, to embrace you, to love you. For you are one of these beings, sweet one. Remember that you are this vast, multidimensional master being. You have downstepped your vibration to be part of this collective through the ascension of the earth and all life. And when you forget this, you step into a limiting three-dimensional reality. Now, Pleiadian emissaries of light offer to come forward and to place you in what they call a sonic emissions chamber of light. The sonic emissions chamber of light will allow you to step out of the lower frequencies of light. Of lower frequencies on this earth plane into the higher dimensional frequencies of light. This is a three-dimensional rectangular grid of light that is now brought in within and around your energy field and body. As a three-dimensional grid of light is brought in, you experience a sense of shifting in consciousness and in thought into the realm of illumined truth and experiencing the mind and heart of Mother, Father, God. The Pleiadian emissaries of the light may they bring through the most incredible sonic vibrations of light. Hold this energy, experience the sonic vibrations of light. Experience the key codes that are being activated for you and all life at this moment in time. Wonderful. To hold this energy of light, I'd like to bring your focus back to the new moon solar eclipse that is occurring on July the 11th. For the energy of these cosmic rays, and this ray of solar service in particular, is building this new avatar I Am blueprint. And this has been brought through the collective energy of love and unity consciousness. Allowing us to create these manifestations of oneness, moving out of polarity consciousness into a reverence for all life. And through this energy, we are able to experience and sense the energy of the planets within the solar system and move in unity consciousness with the beams of light from on high. Get yourself comfortably relaxed as I take you through an understanding of the new moon solar eclipse, experienced primarily with this cosmic ray of solar service, this beautiful copper gold flame of light holding these ascension codes of light. Through the many celestial activities of life that are occurring on our planet, and more recently, the Grand Cross Alignment on June the 26th, we are now able to lift ourselves into the higher dimensions as a collective and hold this focus of love through the sun and solar core. And the overlighting of Helios and Vesta, bringing through the new I Am Avatar blueprint, the perfect Adam Cadman blueprint of light. Within the sun and solar core exists an ascension seat, a new healing chamber of light, holding the key codes for this golden age we are entering into. And access through the cosmic ray of solar service, the combination of all 12 rays with a higher light focus on the second ray of life wisdom. Through the light frequencies of this cosmic ray and this new healing chamber of light, we are able to experience accelerated physical transformation and elevated light curtains, as well as allow this experience for others, through the unity grid of light, in building the group avatar matrix of light. As the energy of this ray is one of manifestation, we can direct these beautiful copper gold flames of light towards projects of a personal nature, as well as assist on a planetary level with a crystalline grid in bringing about change for the highest good of all. Invocation to the cosmic ray of solar service. I call upon the overlighting of the company of heaven, Helios and Vesta, nature intelligence and Mother Earth, as I align myself to Mother, Father, God and my higher light. To the amplified energy of the sun and new moon, I ask to be taken in soul consciousness into the unity grid of light within and around this earth plane, and connect to the light workers, star-seeded ones and beings of light along this crystalline matrix of light. And I call upon Helios and Vesta and ask to be taken through a portal of light, a dimensional doorway, into the ascension seat and heart of the sun. So I may experience the amplified frequencies of love wisdom. So I may bring through the key codes for this golden age of light. As I enter into this ascension seat and new healing chamber of light, I am surrounded in a beautiful copper gold flame of light, letting go of all that is not of the light. I now merge with my multidimensional self at this dimensional level and activate the remembrance of my highest potential as a sacred master being in service to the divine. I now actualize the new I Am Avatar blueprint, my perfect Adam Kadmon blueprint of light, my etheric electronic body of light, to the downloads of light spiraling forth from this cosmic ray. I now bring through the new ascension codes of light with this cosmic ray of solar service and anchor and activate these key codes within the unity grid of light, allowing these ascension codes to be available for all life on this earth plane. And I direct the energy of this cosmic ray, this beautiful copper gold flame of light, into all those areas within and around this earth plane, leading these amplified frequencies of love wisdom. And I bring a focus to the Gulf of Mexico and the oil spill within the oceans of this world. And through the power of manifestation, assist in shifting this polarity timeline into one of reverence for all life. I am a child of the sun, an ambassador of light, in service to this earth and solar system. I manifest all that I need in reverence, abundance, joy, love, wisdom, and harmony. I am all that I am. You just hold the spoken for yourself through this healing chamber of light. within the solar core. Just see what it is that you may personally be needing to clear at this now moment. What it is that you may be needing to transmute, to experience a deeper level of love wisdom, and a clear focus and direction in your service work through joy and abundance. Allow yourself to be embraced and supported and loved. Truly experience this now within this healing chamber of life. Wonderful. You are truly honored as this light worker. Take this essence of love wisdom. Turn it inwards in self-appreciation, self-nurturing, and self-love. So much of your energy is experienced in giving and loving, and somehow not enough time is found for yourself. Open yourself to receiving as is ambassadors of light. Open yourself to feeling and sensing the energy of light from these beings of light from on high. From your master guides, your guardian angel, your higher light, all the beings of light that you personally acknowledge and that you wish to invite into your sacred space. Ground yourself into the energy of the earth. Feel and experience the sense of interconnectedness to Mother Earth and to all life on this earth plane now. For you are the heartbeat of Mother Earth. Wonderful. Good. So I'd like to let you know that the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network has joined with a sister network called the Children of the Sun, and they do new moon and full moon focuses and send out beautiful material with particular themes. So over the next 12 weeks, and certainly through the shows that we will do together, we will bring a focus to working with the energy of the six cosmic rays in particular. These rays that we are going to be working with that bring through the amplification of these key codes of light and take us into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. And we will focus this energy through the new moon and full moon energies of light, and hopefully gather momentum for many, many, many people to join us as we bring through and download these cosmic rays of light through the related dimensional frequencies of light onto this earth plane and into the unity grid of light and the ashrams within Shambhala in particular, as we build, assist in building these ashrams. So we are going to be putting up YouTube videos, and we have in fact a couple of YouTube videos up already of the invocations that we've gone through in this particular show. So the Grand Cross alignment video is up, as well as this new one that will be focused through July the 11th on working with the energy of this cosmic ray of solar service. So please do consider tuning into that too, and joining us through the YouTube focus and through the new moon and full moon focus, and also take the time on your own to connect into this planetary grid of light, into this unity grid of light within and around the earth plane. For you can make many changes as you bring your focus collectively to assisting as this light worker, and this is a beautiful place to hold this focus of light. Through this show, what we focused on in particular is this energy of this copper gold flame of light, but also likewise you can bring through the beautiful energy of the violet flame of Saint Germain, this beautiful transmuting flame of light, and the white light of the Christless One, and the pink flame of love. You can really just hold this energy in whatever way that you feel is appropriate, and of course bringing the energy to the healing of this land, and also to the oceans of the world, and helping with this oil spill energetically in shifting this polarity balance into one of reverence for all life. At this stage, that is where we can hold our highest focus at this moment in time, and just allow events to unfold as they will. Well, I hope you may consider joining us for future shows. And at this time, I would like to thank you all for joining the BBS Radio and the Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. You can find us at our website at www.palladianlight.net, or at our YouTube channel, which is Enrita Melchizedek. And if you're interested in many of our free downloads that we also offer in our guided visualizations, you can find this at www.palladianlight.net /DL for download. So my sweet friends, it's been wonderful to connect with you all, and I wish you a wonderful, magical journey in this ascension process, and remember that we are all winners in this ascension World Cup. So from my heart and to yours, and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love, and thank you.